Hi, I'm Char, known as the Wooden Maven, and I am a maker figuring it out.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for coming out tonight. And here's my buddy, Jacob. We are live from Blue Balls, Pennsylvania. What's up, Blue Balls? Well, hello. I got everybody shut up by now. Did I lose you, Jacob? Can I hear? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. So what do you think of Blue Balls? It's a great little town.
It's a wonderful little town.
Did you know it's right next to Intercourse, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, right there next to Virginsville, right?
You know the place. You know the place. That is awesome. But yeah, we figured we'd just come in style. And
of course,
this is episode 5-2. We've been doing this for a freaking year.
Yeah, doing it for a while.
Yeah, feels a lot longer.
A long time.
Yeah, especially for you. I'm sorry. So how you been? How's the move going?
It's going good. You know, got pretty much basically everything set up and done. Just a few odds and ends left, but we're basically all set up and ready to go.
Cool beans. So two-story, one-story.
It's a seventh floor of an apartment building. So much higher up than we started.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so you definitely don't have a balcony to go work, but you got the maker space, so you're good to go.
Exactly. That helps out a lot.
I bet it does. So
I was getting some good shout time in before the move, though, so I was really banging out the projects. So it was good I had that chance before the move.
Really like that you like banging things out before the move. Yep.
Nothing better than banging things, man.
No, that's true. You know what I forgot to do?
What's that?
Forgot the intro. I got so enamored by all the wonderful people that are here. You know, I mean. It's unbelievable. You know, I can't believe all these people came out to see you, my buddy.
And not just me. Not just me, you too.
Yeah, sure. You know, I know they love
maybe,
me.
Maybe, perhaps.
Maybe.
I mean, where else would we get the cool sound effects?
I don't know, but you know. There we go. That's my fan.
That's your one lone fan. Is that me clapping in the background?
Yeah, it's just you. All right, let's get back to the show. Yes. enough of me screwing around and having some fun. Time to have fun with you in a different way. Yeah, definitely different. Definitely different way. So anyway, so episode 52, man, can't believe it. I can't believe you put up with me this long.
It's been a journey.
It has been. It's been interesting. I was just looking at our stats earlier, and believe it or not, I'm pretty sure that this week was that's what you get for sending me a chat in the middle of talking. I'm going to blame it on you.
Please do.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I think we were close to passing 6,000 downloads, right?
Yeah, 6,000 downloads. But that's right. Today, when I think the month closed out today, so this is the highest grossing month for listeners. There was almost 900 listeners for the entire month. So, I just want to say
that's awesome.
I just want to say thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with us for a year. It's been great to have you guys along for this crazy ride. And I'm glad we got to share it with you. And I got to share it with a really good friend of mine.
Yes, absolutely.
Can't help it, man.
I know.
I get a new toy, and it's but I'm actually going to use this new toy for some seriousness a little later on. But so yeah, episode 5-2, man. And here's the surprise. We had some friends of ours reach out to us, and let's put it this way. There's no real way for me to say thank you that I feel could say enough. So I'm just going to let this little thing take over.
Hey guys, congratulations on 52 episodes.
That's insane. One total year. That's a ton of work, a ton of hours. Congratulations, guys.
Excited to see where it goes in the future.
Oh, that's great.
That's kind of cool, wasn't it? Oh, no,
I like
wait.
That. That's awesome.
No, wait.
Hey, what's up to my friends at Makers, figuring it out. I want to say, first off, congratulations to you guys hitting 5,000 plays. That's incredible. Secondly, I want to say thank you guys for having me on your podcast last year. That was an awesome experience, and I'm so happy to be a part of it. I want to say to you, Jacob and Steve, you guys are going to keep killing it. I can't believe you're doing your 52nd episode. That's awesome. Just keep doing what you guys are doing. It's working. Keep growing. Keep having fun. Keep being yourself. I'll catch you all later. This is Brett Ratner from Makers Catch Off. Sign off.
So we had some of our guests come on, and you know, they sent us a little video. Well, and you know, I told them we were having our 52nd, and I basically said there is no way that I can think of that I could share how appreciative I am to have you along.
That's because pretty awesome. I like
I'm pretty sure that you carry the show, man. I'm pretty sure. But I do have one more surprise. I'll just say that Jenny and Davis weren't the only ones.
Steve and Jacob, you guys are doing an awesome thing with this podcast, and it is no small feat to have made 52 episodes, a whole year doing something. You guys should be really proud. This is Anne of All Trades, and I absolutely loved being part of your podcast this year.
This is Emmett from Dead Rise Woodcrafts, and I had such a good time getting lathed and losing my podcast cherry to both of you. And I wanted to congratulate Steven and Jacob for reaching episode number 52. Who the fuck thought you guys would figure this out for an entire year? Here's to many more.
Hey, Steve and Jacob, this is Scott from Dad It Yourself DIY. And I just wanted to congratulate you on 52 episodes in a whole year. That's quite the accomplishment. Keep going. You're doing great.
Hey guys, it's Ethan from Ethan Carter Designs. I just want to say congratulations on your 1 year anniversary, and thanks for all the entertainment, inspiration, and support, and most importantly, friendship. Keep it up, guys.
This is David from First Do Woodworks. Jacob, Steve, want to congratulate you guys on the 1 year. Thanks for the shout outs. Thanks for giving an awesome podcast out there that everyone's enjoying.
Hey, this is Brandy from First Do Woodworks.
And Tinley from First Do Woodworks.
Congratulations, Steve and Jacob. We are so proud of you guys for 52 episodes.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
guys.
You guys. You guys are the best. We love you.
I love listening to you guys.
We miss you guys so much. Hopefully we'll get to talk to you again soon. Love you bunches.
Wait, it gets better.
Take care.
Bye, guys.
All right, guys. It's First Do Devin, Jacob and Steve. Y'all are awesome. Y'all are awesome. Jacob and Steve, y'all are awesome.
What up, fam? Clever here. On behalf of the whole Skilltree community, nice. I want to congratulate you on an entire year of helping us figure it out. Just keep being awesome. I look forward to many happy returns.
Hey, Jacob and Steve. Happy 52nd episode. You guys are on fire. Clinkies.
This is Sam Wilkinson. Steve and Jacob, congratulations on your 52 podcasts, making it a full year. Keep up the hard work. Keep those podcasts coming in. Thank you very much. All the best.
Hey guys, it's Alan, AC Nailed It here. And congratulations, you two, on your 52nd episode. That's a big milestone. Way to go and keep it up.
There you go, man. That
wow.
That was
incredible.
That is how much I appreciate you helping me out with this whole thing. So, I mean, hey, give it up for Jacob, everybody. All right, that's enough.
I say, everybody give it up for Steve.
Yeah, I got a smaller crowd
without you.
I got a smaller crowd than you do, though. But man, so yeah, so I am so thankful that you are here sharing this auspicious occasion with me and to the listeners that keep making this thing possible. You know, I forgot to do something.
What's that?
Hold on. Welcome to Makers Figuring It Out, a show we like to educate, motivate, and inspire makers of all skill levels with special tips and tricks, do's and don'ts, and many things in between. My buddy Jacob is here with me today on our auspicious 52nd episode. My fans are awesome. Okay. I'm done screwing around.
We're just going to splice that into the beginning, were you?
I don't know. I may not. I may just leave it, you know, because we like to pride ourselves on not really editing for content, if you know what I mean.
What's this wee business? You're the one that does all the editing.
Well, that's true. But you're the one that kind of allows me. I'm not going to say allows me, because that would mean you owned me, and nobody owns me. Well, many people own me, but anyway, that's another story. But yeah. Mm-hmm. But so this 52nd show is actually dedicated to my buddy, Jacob, since he's been here from the beginning. And he was actually the very first, very, very first guest that I had.
I was episode zero.
Yes.
I was your test subject.
You were. You were definitely my test subject. And it was actually kind of fun. I got to know you. That's the first place that I got to know you.
It was pretty interesting. You had two other co-hosts at that time, and this was a completely different show and different name at that time too. So,
right.
Yeah. It's definitely been a journey to see where it's going.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. Damn it. I didn't mean to do that. Sorry. But it kind of worked out pretty good. I'm like a kid with a new toy. What can I say?
Yeah, I can see that.
I know. It's so sad. But yeah, this is definitely an interesting. I've been working on this for like 2 weeks. So hopefully everything sounds good to everybody. Now I can't see Jacob. What? It's like I've never done this before.
Almost. I mean,
well, I've been watching too many. I don't know what you call them, podcasts with the video podcasts or vlogs or something like that. What they're called?
No, a vlog is not. I wouldn't say a vlog is a podcast. Not then again, I guess no. You can make an argument.
Maybe
or so.
Streaming, maybe.
Then like podcasts with video footage.
Yeah, kind of like what I think we should do eventually. Because you know, right now it actually works out really well because all you can see is my face. No background whatsoever. I'm just a floating head, literally. So I have a dark shirt on. See, that's what the folks at back home can't, or back home, folks out there can't see. They can't see what we look like, which is a good thing in some ways.
They can't see my eyes rolling out of my head.
That is true. So anyway, so like I said earlier, this show pretty much, Jacob, is dedicated to your friendship, partnership, however, what other kind of pronouns, adjectives that you want to, you know, throw in there. You know what I meant?
I get you.
So we were at episode zero. That's the last thing we were talking about. And Jacob was my first quote unquote. Well, he was my first quote unquote guest because he was there. He has been there since episode zero, folks. So. There's not too many. I can't. We're not too many people there for episode zero. There are a couple.
Yeah, tell me about it.
There are a couple, but hey, actually, they got smaller and smaller as the day went by, and then we, you know, rebranded and blah blah blah, and here we are now.
It's definitely interesting, and like I'm kind of sad that the whole town hall thing didn't work out. I know, like, there's, you know, as we've seen as we've been going on, more people have been trying the concept and like wanting people to kind of join in and. Be part of, like, you know, a live audience, live virtual event, and you kind of see more of those going on. And this was started early last year, like this podcast, and that's kind of what the original concept was having the guest maker, the host, and then being able to open it up to the audience for questions, like a live audience there. And I think one of the things that the reasons why it didn't kind of hold up, or you weren't able to do it, just because you didn't have the clout and like the draw to be able to pull it in from the get-go. Right. There wasn't an initial audience there, like an invested audience to be able to like, oh yeah, I want to come in here. It's just kind of, who are these guys? They say they're inviting people just to come talk to this dude that no one knows what it was. It was just kind of really early on.
Yeah.
Not that it was concept, I just think it was a little bit early to be pushing that. And that's, when we switch back to, or switch to this format of what we're doing now, and it's kind of seemed to work out a lot better. And like you said, we said previously that we'd like to do at some point, like try and do like a live audience again kind of event, which would be cool. I'm definitely not opposed to it. I'd love the chance to be able to do the original concept.
That would be kind of cool.
But yeah, then
can you hear that? I don't know what. I'm getting a weird echo on this side. Really weird echo. That's weird. That is. It's like we've never done this before. Sounds like somebody's. Has to be. Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Did you hear it?
I heard like some kind of like gong sound.
I know. That's what I was hearing. Okay. Well, it's gone now, so. All right. Hold on. Hey. Where the hell were we?
I don't know. We were talking about the original show, and not many people showed up.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was there.
You were there. It was a good concept for the show. I didn't have enough clout, is what, or nobody knew who the hell I was. So,
Like I said, it was just a little early on to try and get that going with not a lot of influence. What I mean?
So, I'm going to leave it up to the audience. How's that? We could try to do a stream for the challenge when we, reveal the results when it starts, which is May 28th. We could try to do a stream, or we can try to do a Zoom meeting and then record that and, let you guys kind of like be an actual audience kind of thing. So if you guys are interested in that, please comment, leave us, send us a note, that kind of thing. So, the concept was, would be cool.
But with the way that you're struggling with this, I'm not sure if we could technically do it.
Hey, what's up with that, man? I don't have any booze. I don't have any. Oh man, that's not cool.
I know you'd want.
There, how's that?
Hey, that works. See, you would want to do all these sound effects and everything all together on top of a live, and hopefully we can get somebody to come in and moderate the chat, because we would definitely not be able to.
Yep.
Do that at the same time.
No, but hey. All this stuff, but hey, no, you're right. You can't. Okay. Yeah, true. But hey, that's what we're about, man. Figuring it out. I've been working on this for 2 weeks, and you should have seen how bad it was at the beginning.
Oh, so, I did.
It wasn't that bad. I just couldn't figure out the microphone setup. But anyway, so Jacob was episode zero. He was the test platform guinea pig. Lab rat, whatever you want to call him. And he did a great job. And I pretty much knew from that day if I couldn't get another co-host or not, if it didn't work out with my first co-host, I was like, Jacob's going to be. So I think I asked you on episode 5. I think that's when.
I think you did.
I think
I don't recall exactly, but I remember it was early on.
Yeah, but I had that super sexy voice of yours. I couldn't just let that go.
Right. I mean, you can't resist. How could you let all of this get away from you?
Right. All of this. Speaking of all of this.
So you got the beach body there, huh?
I'm not sure about beach body, but actually I hardly ever go to the beach. I think it's been years since I've actually been to the beach.
Well, I have a body of a whale, so.
Well, then you definitely got a beach body.
Definitely. I mean, you know, I used to like the beach, but, you know, the one time I was, you know, out there with my buddies and we were drinking some beer, and next thing I know, these people are just dragging me by my ankles and trying to get me back into the water. And I was like,
Jesus.
I know. I was like, I'm not a whale, dude. I'm not beached. Just let me go.
Don't help me.
It was Greenpeace, man.
Greenpeace.
So that was part of the conversation that we had. So
yeah, that's like a good intro into it, like what the insanity that you have to expect.
Yeah, and it was so instead of, as you heard from that little tidbit, the audio was horrible, and what I really should have done is got back in and played with it. But I think it's kind of this is where we were. This is where we are. Mm-hmm. This is where we started. This, you know, and you could see it. I think there's a.
You got to see the progression.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of progression or a little bit of improvement.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's what it's all about.
Yep. And you know, and I have to say, I don't think this whole podcast would have become a reality if it wasn't for Ethan and Vincent.
Well, I can agree with that.
Because over at Because We Make, right? Because We Make?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I got it right. Okay. You know, I always get those two mixed up. Mm-hmm. I know who's who. But anyway, so Ethan and Vincent, they, you know, they helped us out a lot, asking questions and, you know, answering them. So if it wasn't for them, I don't think this podcast would have happened. So
as being inspiration and also being here as guests.
Right.
The one that I listen to a lot is Because We Make. That one's really good. That has Vincent Ferrari and Ethan Carter on there as the host, and they have everybody that's been on there. He's had Steve Ramsey. He's had Bob Claggett. He's had Evan and Caitlin. So many.
We've actually had Steve Ramsey on here now.
We have. And I was like, we had Steve Ramsey on. But yeah, I mean, we kind of, I have to say that I think the show kind of emulated a lot of what they started. And then we finally found our niche or however you want to pronounce it.
We found our stride for sure. And I know when we had all the accolades earlier about like passing the 5,000 downloads and 52, you actually shared with me the other day that we're on FeedSpot's top 35 woodworking podcasts. We're actually number 11, which that's crazy, man. Like we're a year into this and we're already making people's list of podcasts.
You know, and I do have to, our buddies over at Clamp.
They were 17.
Yeah, Maker Mackey. Hold on. I remember who they are. Alexander the Great.
Grant Alexander.
And Morley. Morley Kirk. So I kind of messaged them, or actually he messaged me and we were, you know, talking back and forth, and he said, yeah, I think that's the one that I paid to be put on or something like that. And I'm like, I didn't register anywhere. I'm just like, I got enough to go, but hey, it's kind of cool though.
It is cool. I mean, making anybody's list, I think, is cool. It's that recognition that we have out there.
You know, you're on the top of my list, man.
Thanks. You're like top 10.
I figured as much. I understand.
Okay, you'll get there.
I know.
I have a list of improvements for your yearly review. some points that we're going to go over.
Yep.
Some areas I need you to work on, and then we'll get you there. You're not going to get the raise just yet, but I want you to work on these areas, and then we'll come back in a month, and then we'll talk about it again.
You're going to fire me, aren't you?
No.
Man, that was, that scarily sounded like my last evaluation.
I know I'm good at it, right?
Yeah. Yep. Now you're fired. Oh,
that's not saying I've had anybody tell me all those things in like one meeting or more.
But, right.
Just saying.
Man, I can't even read what this button says.
Oh, well. I'll just click.
Yeah, but yeah, it may be one of the bad buttons.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it says. Okay. Okay.
Hey, bad.
No, they're pretty good. Can you still see? Oh no, you can't see that screen. Yeah, this is the one thing that if we go live or do a streaming thing or something like that, that I definitely have to work out. I know they're
with the screens and different buttons and such.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could do that with the software that comes with YouTube, but I'm not sure. I'd have to really look into that. That gives me another month and a half to, check things out. But, when we first recorded, you actually had some really cool ideas and things like this one.
All these really big name guys, they started out sucking, just like everybody else.
I like that. They started out sucking, just like everybody else.
Just like everybody else. And just to go back to what you were saying, about just the audience size. One of my friends, Vincent Ferrari, made a good analogy today about that and said, 10 people or 20 people is a classroom, 100 people is a large classroom, 500 people is an auditorium. So if you look at it in terms of that, the numbers really don't seem that small. You're actually reaching a fair amount of people that actually want to see your content. And even like with the numbers that I have, I'm like at 396 right now. And I know that's not my true number. My true number is probably like around 100 and something of really core audience of people that actually want to see my content from start to finish. Now, will I take that 396? You bet your ass I will. But I'm making content for my core audience, and I'm making content because, the show, I do it, and maybe it'll help you do it the same way, hopefully better, inspire you to actually go do something.
Right.
Because I believe that's what being a maker, not just a content creator, but a maker specifically, is about. You create things and you inspire other people to create as well.
Look at you with all the philosophy.
I know, all the philosophy. And you know what? Even though I just passed 850 subscribers, I still think my core audience is about 100 something people. So that hasn't changed.
Nope.
And I still stick by my my philosophy that everybody starts at suck. I will die on that hill.
Yeah, I do.
I just never really been into podcasts.
Mm-hmm. I had a little sound bite there.
No, and you know what? It's true. I'd never been into podcasts until a year ago when the world ended and had nothing else to do.
That is true. Yeah.
And I really started to double down onto social media and really networking and reaching out into community and finding these people. And I was like, podcast, but it really did open up a lot of doors for me as far as like inspiration, connecting, networking, finding other content creators or makers that I can connect with and that I can draw inspiration from. And, you know, obviously coming on to here and having a podcast of my own and being part of that, and just the skills that I've learned from this, the experiences that I've learned from this, and knowing exactly what goes into it, much like making a video, doing a podcast is not as, it's not as simple as people think that it is. It's simple. It's pretty straightforward. It's like turn on a mic and go, kind of, sort of. But there's so many subtle details and nuances that go into it that you won't know until you actually start doing it yourself.
Look at all with the, you with all the words.
It's definitely been a great experience.
It has been. I've enjoyed it.
And we have so many great guests that we've been able to talk to about their experiences. You and I have been able to hit on so many really great. And
it was like, hit on. I never hit on anybody. There was that one time, though. We won't talk about that. But, oh, man. I have some tidbits and little things of the, and we're going to hit, I hope we're going to hit them all, because it, you had some really good parts in there. And we get to open Jacob's cloak and see what's underneath.
So we're going to peel back the kimono.
If that's how you want to say it. But sure. Yeah. Peek in your cloak. Look up your old address.
Pull down the trousers.
Bend over and cough.
Can't lift the skirt. Like,
it's just, it's, you're going to feel a slight pressure. You're going to feel a slight discomfort. No.
Yeah, I didn't go there.
I'll tell you what, it's not slight. I digress. Anyway, so we were talking about you. And so he has some words of wisdom.
All the things.
Yeah. And I want to get to all of them, because you do have some pearls of wisdom in here. So
I have my moments.
Yeah, you do. So let's check out the next one from episode 0 is Jacob as our first guest.
Started on my cell phone. I still shoot on my cell phone. I have a S9 Plus. I do all my shooting and all my editing on here.
Really?
I started on there, and I realized, you know, the audio is crap. So I got a lavalier mic. I did my research on that, and I ended up getting a Boya M1. And it gives me much better audio than what my phone was able to produce. And I'm able to put it up right up next to my mouth, and I can, you know, you can hear me a lot more clear. And then, all right, so I'm shooting with my video. I have audio. Now I want to see if I can get the video better. So then I started using in a third-party app called Open Camera. It gives me all the manual controls of my video while I'm filming, so I can adjust all the settings, make it look a lot better. Started doing my editing on my phone and doing that with PowerDirector, using the free version at first, and then it made sense for me to, you know, upgrade to the $35 a year to be able to unlock all the features.
Right.
And that's what I've been using for the last year or so. And yeah, like I said, I just buy as I need them. And it's funny enough that, you know, you bring all this up, because we were actually talking about this morning in another Zoom meeting that I was having with a bunch of other creators.
How dare you cheat on
about,
me?
About, you know, starting on YouTube, and we had a few people there that they
let's just say you weren't my first.
And not really sure, and they weren't sure if they're really ready. And it's like that, you know.
That is you're not my first. Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Not my first. But as a side note, I still shoot all my videos on my phone. And with the exception of, I'm going to say, like 2 or 3 videos, I still do all my editing on my phone, too.
Really? Still?
Yep. Still. Yep.
And
I mean, you can attest to like the quality of the last three.
Yeah, they were.
I think it comes out pretty well.
Yeah, I'd hate to. I can't wait to see what happens when, you know, you get a better one. Or actually, I mean, because the cell phone cameras aren't bad.
No, I mean, the gap between them and DSLRs is getting smaller and smaller. And honestly, even if I could afford a DSLR, I don't think I ever would upgrade, because I like the challenge of pushing the cell phone as far as it can go, as far as like the camera capabilities. And you can get lenses for them, like I said, yeah, the manual controls now for a lot of the newer ones. I did end up upgrading. I have an S20 FE, and the camera on that one is way better than the S9 Plus that I had. A lot of the hardware is still kind of the same. It's a bit faster, newer hardware, and the RAM's a lot more RAM and faster RAM too. So that makes a difference. But by and large, it's a slight upgrade. It's not like I didn't get like an S21 Ultra or anything like that. So like that's like crazy, stupid, expensive. This is actually a budget phone, quote unquote, and it does everything just fine. Takes phenomenal pictures, can do 4K 60 frames per second just like any of the other ones, and does me well enough. I can expand the memory with a SD card, and it does everything I need to. So I don't need to spend, I've already had to pay for the phone. Even if I had the DSLR, I would still need to pay for my phone or have the phone. So why not have this thing that already is a multi-tool in and of itself, and take this one function and try to push it to the max that it can be for what you need it. And if that gives you everything that you need, then that's one less thing that I got to worry about. And I can focus my efforts and time and money into other things that it is deserving instead of that camera.
Right. I see what you're saying, because you need a cell phone nowadays. So
yeah, you gotta have a smartphone. That's a given. So, and they're essentially a small computer. So if I can do all my shooting, editing, and uploading in one place, it just cuts down a lot of time for me. I can, it takes a great quality video. I can take that video instantly from there, plug it into my editing program, start cutting things down, clipping shots together, and doing color grading and all that stuff like that. And then I can export that into my phone, and I have enough storage now that I'm not limited by the size of the video and what I can shoot. I can actually shoot way more footage than I could before. And now I can export that into a fully, fully composed video onto my phone, and then upload that straight to YouTube. While I've been doing that, I already had all the tags, title, description, all that figured out and ready to go for this video too. And so while that's uploading, I can go into the YouTube app and then start plugging in the description, title, tags, and all that, and have it just set there and ready. And it makes everything so much more faster. And I'm not knocking anybody that has a computer and does it on there. I mean, I can go back and forth if I'm on my computer. I find that's good sometimes for getting my tags and, researching my tags and description and all that. I still do that. I'm not knocking anybody that has a computer and like a full dedicated desktop computer. It's going to have a lot more power and capability than my cell phone. But for me right now, my situation, having everything on my phone just makes a lot more sense.
Well, I've known you for a year, and I knew that you did your audio, your AV on your phone, but I didn't know how intensive it was. I mean, once you actually get to the point where you can actually buy a camera, you're gonna be like, oh, why did I use the phones for so long? But this is one of those things, use the tools that you have so you can save up to buy better tools.
True. And for me, like I said, I don't see any reason in the near future for me ever wanting an actual dedicated camera. I mean, yeah, you could argue like the quality, and it's dedicated, so you have a full ecosystem there. You can have like the focal, like the lens and the focal length, and having that the blurred background with the subject in frame and clear and all that, and in focus, I should say, and like all these different things. But you can get a lot of that with cell phone cameras now. Like I said, the line between those two is getting so small that it really, if you take like a little bit of extra time and work to be able to set up your cell phone camera and like look at different third-party apps and clip-on lenses that can achieve a lot of the same things, to me, in my mind, there's really no reason to upgrade or transition to a fully dedicated camera, because like I said, they're just getting, smartphone cameras are just getting better and better each year, basically every 6 months, actually.
And you don't need it right now.
Right. don't need it. Yeah, financially, physically, and for my needs right now, makes absolutely no sense.
Right.
So
you're doing it smart. Mm-hmm. You know, you're doing it better than I did. I'm like, oh, I need. Oh man, this video sucks. I need the camera. And well,
that's the thing too. Is also I didn't start out with a lot of money. I still don't have a lot of money, so I had to really look at what I had and see how I can make do with the tools that I had at my disposal. And when I was researching, getting started, a lot of people said, like, just start with your cell phone, start with your smartphone. Like, the camera that you have is the best one that you have. And I started like researching, all right, I have the smartphone, I'm looking at the video. What can I do for the video? All right. Now, how can I make the video better? I can only do so much with the first party apps that's on it. All right, I can get a third party app and give me more manual control. Third party app that's free, mind you. And then you start researching it, and there's actually quite a lot of free resources out there that can just help anybody that really wants to do it become so much better. And that free resource, sometimes, or I should say a lot of times, they take a lot more time, and there's a huge learning curve with them to be able to get the desired effect. But that having that free resource is a lot better than the nothing that you had before. So that's my argument with that. There's so many free resources available to everybody in this world that you really need to just go out and pursue and look and see what's there and maximize those resources and what you have to really see what is actually necessity for you to get or buy or to be able to push you to the next level. Like, as I said in that clip, like, my audio was crap no matter what I did. So I bought a lavalier mic, but I did my research and was like, all right, do I need this $100 lavalier mic or wireless one? Or can I make do with this Boya BYM1 lavalier mic that just plugs into my headphone jack that's $20? And I went with the $20 one, and it worked just fine.
You know, I do have to admit that sometimes the cheap stuff can actually be just as good. Passable for the expensive. The high-end stuff is always going to be better quality.
Exactly.
Most of the time. But sometimes you can bypass that quality. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes.
My lavalier mic, I think it sounds very well. It's a corded thing. The cord's like 50 feet long, though. But mm-hmm. as I thought about it, I'm like, maybe I should get a cordless mic. And I'm like, this is another thing to buy, another thing to maintain, another thing that has to be charged, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, this cord, I'm not going any further than the camera anyway. So, why the hell not? But yeah, I mean, See, this is why Jacob is my co-host, because of all his pearls of wisdom. I think I mentioned pearl before, but I do remember. Speaking of pearl, I do remember this.
I'm looking. I have some questions prepared, but I didn't send them to you because I didn't know you were going to be our guest star.
Hey, no worries.
What happened? Oh, that's what happened.
That hasn't changed.
Mm-mm.
I hit the delete key. Okay.
Definitely hasn't changed.
Oh, gee.
These are old. Sorry. These are really old. Mm. What happened to my new ones?
What's your favorite color?
Actually, that is one of them. That is actually one of the questions that I did.
Lucky guess.
Yeah. It was like favorite color. Seriously, he got it. All right. Well, we're not using that one. And I've never asked anybody what their favorite color was at all.
I mean, mine's red. It's just if anybody actually cared to know.
I don't have one anymore. Anything that is slimming, how's that? Anything that makes me look slimmer, which is nice. Pretty much nothing. Actually, the darkness and a dark shirt will make me look skinny and just be a floating head.
Is it closed eyes, right?
Yeah. Put a bag over my head. I'm good. But you did Yeah, you did come up with, actually, it was your first dig on me. You took this opportunity, and he and you've never stopped. And this is one of the things I love about you. You gave me my first dig, and just
dang, I had a question, and then I lost it.
Did you press the delete button again?
I did. Senility, or yeah, well, let's put it this way: I've Googled it a lot, and it's like as you get older, it's kind of normal, and I'm like, I don't like the word kinda.
Mm-hmm. You Google it a lot. Is that because you can't remember what you Googled?
Correct. You got it. You know me. Already figured me out.
And that was also the first time that the words "figured it out" came out.
Yes, it was.
You know, but yeah, that was Jacob's first dig on me. Did you delete it again?
Yeah.
I was like, what did
Steve Huber. Forgetting stuff since 2019.
Yeah, it's been a lot longer than that, dude.
It's been a lot longer than that. I was just testing you.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, but you know.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the benefit of the doubt, but I'm sorry. I'm looking at the, like, which one should I go for next? This is so interesting. See, you thought it was going to be kind of a roast. I think these are all putting you in a good light.
Well, you know.
You know, I mean, there's no really, there is no bad light for you,
though. There's no roast. I mean, how can you roast me?
Oh, we could do it. I'm pretty sure, you know.
Oh, I have no doubts.
All I have
no
to doubt. Do is. What?
What's next?
What's next? So, let's see. We got the first dig. Started out sucking. Jacob's not into podcasts.
I just never have really been into podcasts.
We did that one already.
I know. I'm just using that as a, you know, a stinger.
Never been into podcasts.
Never been into podcasts. You're on one now. Yeah.
Funny story. Right?
Funny story. Okay. So let's see. Oh, we're almost out of them. Oh, here's the good one. Sorry. Actually, no, I'm going to play this one first. This is Jacob. You'll hear it.
Especially in the restaurant, restaurant business, like having to deal with customers and just their bogus requests. And like you spend all day making this beautiful dish with so many, you know, wonderful flavors and layers and textures. And then someone like, well, I like this, but like, can you take that off? And instead of grilling it, can you just sear it? And I don't want any salt. Or pepper, and I'm gluten free. Does this have gluten in it? If it has gluten, I can't have it. Well, this has gluten, and so does that. Well, that's okay. I'm fine with that. So you're not really, don't really have a gluten allergy. You're just being a freaking asshole. Like, and then they warp it into something that's completely different than anything that you started with. And I'm an artist. I mean, my degree says culinary arts. It's a science degree, but there's an amount of creativity that goes into what I do. I can't just slap things onto a plate and it's like, here you go. You'll never buy that. I have to present it right. I have to be able to cook it right. There's hours of prep that goes into making food that people don't understand. They think that, well, go back there, whip something up. They think that we snap our fingers and the food magically appears. Like I have some like microwave powered by the flux capacitor in the back that I make things instantly hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that feel?
I still stand by every word.
I figured you did.
Every single one of them. Here's a secret that I want to share with everybody. The customer is not always right. However, we have to pretend that they are. That's the kicker here. Are there stupid people in this world? Yes. Do they go out to restaurants? Absolutely. Do we have to pretend that they're not stupid and bow to their every whim? Because that's the service industry and that's what we signed up for. You bet your ass. But do we go back when we're done serving you and accommodating you and making sure that you have a wonderful experience? You better believe that we are in the back talking massive amounts of shit about you, to you, like in the whole situation. Like I have story upon story. Well, actually, I'll share one with you now.
Okay.
This was several years back.
Story time. It's story time with Jacob. Sorry. I had to corral them up.
So, yeah. This is when I worked at the hotel that I met my girlfriend at. And so she comes back into the kitchen one night. She's like, hey, I have this lady. She has a bunch of allergies. Can you come back and talk to her? I'm like, all right. And I know, like, she doesn't come and get me unless it's something she absolutely can't deal with herself, which is not a lot. So I go out and talk to this lady, like, hello, ma'am. My name is Jacob. I'm one of the chefs here. How can I help you tonight? And so she starts saying, like, yes, I have a lot of allergies. I am allergic to parsley, cilantro, chicken, fish, beef, salt, pepper, onions, bell peppers, tomatoes, and I think she listed off one more bogus item. And then she looks at me in the most serious of faces and says, what can I have? And I looked dead in her face with the most serious of faces. And I said, water. We have nothing that you can have here, unfortunately. And like, she didn't quite like that answer, but it was like the truth. Every allergy that she gave me, like, there's almost nothing that I could have done. She was allergic to eggs, dairy too. She basically threw up everything that you could possibly be allergic to, and salt, mind you, which is, our bodies are comprised of 70% salt.
There's 70% water.
70% water, but our blood has salt in it.
Yes, it has salt in it to help with the chemical reactions in our body that break down food. We need salt.
We need salt. Salt is present in the hemoglobin. And so she's literally saying she's allergic to her own freaking body. I'm like, this lady is nuts. I share it in the least. And she stands back at me with just a shit-eating grin. I'm like, yeah, this is why I came to get you. I'm like, we just talk about that lady to this day. Because it's just the most freaking ridiculous thing ever. And it's just a perfect example of the stuff that we have to deal with in the restaurant industry, in the food service industry, I should say. People come up with the most ridiculous requests.
So what can you do for me with all these, I could recommend a cab leaving the restaurant.
Basically. And like, I was working at another place and this dude wanted... He was an older gentleman, so like, I understand, like, you know, older people, they have certain restrictions, but he wanted like a boiled piece of salmon and overly boiled, super soft vegetables and with mushy rice. I'm like, just stay home. Just stay home and do it yourself. Like, at that point, what's the point? Yeah, I get it. You're out in the restaurant. You want to have a nice dinner and experience and all that, but like... boiled in water. We tried to do it like, there's another guest who like they wanted wanted salmon but no oil or butter, so all I could do was just boil it. There's literally nothing else I could have done with that. So we put some white wine in there, we try to steam it and all that with white wine, and you know, trying to cook it all the way, but it is the palest, worst thing that you ever saw. Just a steamed piece of fish that's just pale. I'm like, why would you do that?
Because they can.
Because they can. And unfortunately, you got to do it.
Yeah. And you know, there are some wait staff that I've seen that deserve more than they make. No doubt in my mind. And I'm not going to say they're few and far between, but the certain level is few and far between. It's just like a bell curve. Everybody, you know, most people are in the middle, but it's the really bad and the really good ones that you remember the most. And it's kind of sad that we remember the bad ones, you know. Mm-hmm. And the same thing happens, you know, in the military, you know, you remember the good times, and sometimes you can't forget the bad times.
True. You don't really pay attention to the middle, but like you said, with the service people, I've had some really incredible ones, and then I've had some really bad ones.
Yeah, I
could remember every special, everything that They would literally make your life so much easier, just set up things in such a smart way. And then you had ones that were just dumb as a sack of rocks. You got done telling them the specials, not 5 minutes later, they're already coming back to you going like, does this thing have so such and such in it? I'm like, I just went over the specials with you 5 minutes ago and told you everything that's in them. Are you kidding me right now? I literally just told you this. Like, it not even hasn't been even an hour yet. And you don't remember. Something's wrong.
What? What are you saying, man? You tell somebody something and they forget it an hour later? That never happens at all.
At least I get an hour out of you, not 5 minutes. Some of these jerks.
Well, actually, sometimes you do get five. That at least sounds bad. Moving along. I think the next clip I am going to play for you is, I think, what can I say about this one? It's I labeled it How We Came About. And mm-hmm. I think we've already kind of gone over that with the Baker's Town Hall and, you know, what a great idea it was. But it was just it was ahead of its time kind of thing. But, let's see what happens here.
Shout out to Morley.
He
started it. Well, actually, well, you and I both know Nick from Build Bad Build. Mm-hmm. So he invited me because I met him at Maker or MakerCon. I met him at WorkbenchCon. And, you know, we kind of struck up a little acquaintance. He's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah,
he's a really cool guy. So he sent me a DM that says, hey, we're having this, you know, Maker thing at 7 o'clock or something like that. And I'm like, first off, what is Zoom? You know, that was my first question. I'm like, what is Zoom? And he was like, oh, it's a video conference app-ish thing. And I went, oh, sure. So I think it was at 11 o'clock on a Saturday. And I'm like, all right. So I didn't go down to the shop. Help me out. Where was I?
Yeah, so we met at Maker's Happy Hour.
Nothing changes.
Yeah, so we met on Maker's Happy Hour. And actually, in this format that you're doing, I've actually done any of you set up like this before with is this guy called Russell Clarity. He does simply wooden creations. And he does a live segment where he has guests on, and he has like a panel of people, like the usual crowd that he hangs with, that right. You know, ask them different questions and kind of picks their brains.
Yeah, I knew I knew I couldn't be the first one to come up with an original idea.
Hey man, there's nothing. There are no new original ideas. Hell, even my ideas. Though I was the first one to make a secret wood sword, so no one can take that away from me.
Yeah. I mean, so.
And I'm not even sure about that anymore, but you know.
I knew that somebody had to do this, something like this. But, you know, this is kind of like this is more like a town hall. I was going to say it's like a talk show, but it's really not, because talk show is I'm sitting there bantering back and forth with you. And what's your new movie out? Oh, here, you want to see a clip of your newest movie? Not that, you know.
This is like, what's that one with the all the women around the table talking? The View. Yeah, this is more like The View.
Who's the biggest one on The View?
I don't know. What do you mean, like size or in fame?
Size-wise. Well, Oprah's on there, isn't she?
Oprah, but Oprah's lost a lot of weight. Everyone on there has lost a ton of weight.
Oh, that's right. Whoopi Goldberg's on there. That's right.
There's Whoopi, Shannon, I think.
I don't
want. I couldn't even really tell you, too.
We just know what The View is. That we'll just put it that way.
Exactly.
Everybody knows what The View is. But, yeah, so that's kind of the way I'm looking at this. And I want to kind of turn it into a podcast because I do like to talk. And I think the way that I'm going to learn more is actually talking to somebody. I mean, you could have an Instagram, a DM, direct message, or, you know, Messenger on Facebook, or even text. Mm-hmm. But actually a video conference where you could see actions and reactions, I think, you know, it's going to make it a little bit more special.
Agreed. I mean, I couldn't agree more. I mean, even after this morning's session, I felt after talking with those guys, I felt so charged. I went straight out into the patio and started working. I felt like, all right, I got to start getting into this. I was, I don't know. It does something. It brings something out of you. Like right. For me, it's like, I'm so happy to be talking with like-minded individuals, and people have all these really great thoughts and ideas, and just, you know, bouncing ideas back and forth with them. And like you said, being here on the video conference, you know, actually seeing them and hearing their voice as they're talking, it, whatever they're saying, the message that they're imparting, it hits a lot harder than if I just read it in a text.
Yep, I definitely agree. And you know, we were talking earlier about We Built a Thing, Vincent Ferrari and Ethan Carter's podcast, As We Make. I love the banter. Mm-hmm. You know, Vincent is such a great speaker. He really is. He likes to talk, and he will tell you that. And I love some of his sayings. He's like, we're going to pull up the kimono.
The Vincent Ferrari drinking game.
You know, we're going to dive into a little bit
deeper
into the kimono. I'm like, dude, I don't picture that. You know, is that what I'm like? Where?
Let's start our own bingo card.
Come on, yeah. Man. You've been to Japan, right? You know it.
Actually, I have. That was actually.
I was there this last October.
It's actually mm-hmm. a very beautiful country. I never wanted to get stationed there.
Before
and then
the COVID.
Visited pretty much on my last tour in the Navy. And I went, you know, why did I not want to come here? This is a beautiful country, and really wish, you know, that I could have seen more of it. We basically just pulled in for a couple, you know, a day or two, and then right back at it.
Right. I mean, it is beautiful. Where were you in Japan?
Were you in Okinawa? We pulled into Okinawa. We pulled into Sasebo, and we flew into Tokyo. I've been there a couple times, but I was meeting vessels. So I, you know, airplane, airport, bus, train, get on the vessel, and gone. So, you know, there was... And I got there at night, so I'm like, oh, this is Japan. Yeah. Awfully dark around here.
I mean, you know, surprisingly, they have a really heavy night culture. Because when we were there, I was there
with my girlfriend. This is my favorite story.
We were in Shinjuku, Osaka, mm-hmm. and we were in Okinawa. Shinjuku, big night culture, all the bright lights, downtown, skyscraper and buildings and all that. Osaka, definitely a night town. You go out there at like 2 a.m, there's tons of people out walking. So many restaurants open, and where we were was right next to the Dotonbori River. So you go down the river walk, you see all the famous neon signs lit up and just going, and again, people just going up and down, going from bar to bar to restaurant to bar. And I remember one morning, me and my girlfriend, we woke up and we wanted breakfast. So we went down the river walk, we found this cafe that was open, which is so hard to find anything open there, surprisingly, that earlier than like 9 or 10 o'clock. We happened upon this cafe that was open a bit earlier than that. And this one Japanese lady was there, you know, she bowed Ohio and like took us to our seats. We ordered, you know,
we had hamburger steak. It was nice
with a scoop of ice cream in it. And so she was happy as all hell. And behind us in the booth were three Japanese chicks. Passed out, all their heads down on the table, just like suffering through the night. One girl, she got up, fixed her hair, went back down. And we were there for a solid hour and a half. Four times they were passed out. And they were still in their clothes. They had just came back from what I can only assume was a very long night, because they weren't home yet.
There was definitely a couple dents in the forehead several years ago. Not anymore, though. Give up that lifestyle. Yeah. Another one. I gave up that lifestyle for another one. Let's make YouTube videos.
That's right, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, let's let social media rule our lives.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty great. Much.
Why did you get on YouTube and Instagram? I mean, if you watch one of Steve Ramsey's latest videos.
I don't mean to judge, but this is a long clip.
Like, how to become a maker and make money at you know, YouTube or something like that.
Oh, his April Fool's one.
Parody.
That was great.
That was mm-hmm. great. And I'm kind of using that as a guideline of what not to do.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But
shut up.
But you can't help it. You know, after you get done with a project, and that's the one thing that I was like, oh, he said it. He said it.
Well, I slam it on.
You know, and he's like, oh, you know, at the end of the video, you must tell everybody how you really liked it. That you're super excited and, you know, you're glad you watched. And I was just like, I do that.
You know, if, If we haven't improved from that, I should just call it quits. That was...
Oh, shit, we're back. Oh,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah, that was kind of painful.
That was long.
Well, do you want a 5-minute clip or you want a... you want a 30-second clip, I know. But...
Short snippets. But, yeah. No, definitely... It was...
That was an accident, but kind of apropos.
I'm about to say what the hell is that? But yeah, I was glad that we were able to like bond over Japanese culture and then get into Steve Ramsey is talking about Steve Ramsey, all things that we know and love. And it's funny you talk about the parody video. I just showed my girlfriend that same video the other day, and she was laughing her ass off too because it's just funny.
It wouldn't be funny if you never watched YouTube. But definitely if you're a creator or a maker, yeah, definitely. So I'll tell you what, buddy. Let's take a break. Go pay those bills and then we'll come back and we will find out how Jacob met his girlfriend.
Ooh.
Yeah. Everybody has probably, I've been hyping this for, you know, forever. So hopefully this story is, as good as gold. So we'll be back, friends, right after...
Has your cutting board seen better days? What about those pesky sweat rings on your fine furniture? Do you like to read but find it difficult to hold the book open without your hands getting cramped? Well, friends, we have the place for you. Search Handmade by Vincent Ferrari on your favorite web browser, where his motto is custom for everyone. Whether it's custom woodwork, laser engraving, or jewelry, what you want is only a request away. So visit friend and supporter of the show, Vincent Ferrari, on Instagram and the World Wide Web. Mention code MFIO and Vincent will give you 10% off. If you are in need of a little happy artwork for your home, office, or shop, then be like Jacob and I and many others by stopping by the Creative Ward Gallery on Instagram and Facebook. There you will find many beautiful Bob Ross-inspired artworks by the very talented Marion Ward. All are hand-painted, and no two are exactly the same. So join Jacob and I in our support of this happy little art gallery by picking up your work of art, or work of Marion in this case, for your space, or as a gift for family or friends. You won't be disappointed. Mention our podcast, and you'll get free shipping in the United States. That's the Creative Ward Gallery on Facebook and Instagram.
And we're back. So before we move on into me regaling you with fantastical stories.
Wait, fantastical?
Fantastical, yes.
That.
It's a word.
Are you sure?
Pretty positive.
Pretty positive it's not. But I like it.
I'm pretty positive. I don't care either way.
That is true. Sometimes we got to talk about that because I need to not care about things. Anywho, but one thing we do care about is our sponsors.
Yes.
See what I did there?
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem.
So very nice. Very nice, by the way. So we got Tony Langer from Langer Works. We got David from First Do Woodworks. They both support us on Buy Me a Coffee. And then we have Vincent Ferrari from Handmade by Vincent Ferrari. And then we got Marion Ward from the Creative Ward Gallery. Both of them sponsor us here on Anchor. And we are very appreciative to all of them that help us make this show possible and continue to contribute to us. If you can't financially support us, we totally understand. There's a lot of free ways that you can do so as well by leaving us a review, sharing the show, comment, leaving a review, like I said, and just following us over on Instagram helps us quite a lot and helps make us that much better. And we truly appreciate it.
Yeah.
How'd I do that?
Pretty good. What he said. Yeah.
We had the challenge coming up.
Yes. Go ahead. All right. We have a challenge coming up, don't we?
We do. We got the Raise the Bar Challenge, which is our... we're going to make a alcoholic or / beverage display for those of you that don't drink alcohol. It's going to be made of two or more materials. And it's going to be from May 28th through June 28th. So you have a full month to be able to get this done. And we're going to be judging it on 4 categories. And those categories are my notes. Yeah, I'm sorry. I moved. All right. All my stuff is. All right. Here we go. See, this is how professional we are.
Mm-hmm.
So we prepare. Alcohol display or beverage display. It's going to be either sitting, standing, or hanging. Two different materials or more. It's going to be judged on overall appearance, creativity, difficulty, and practicality. And it's going to run through May 28th through June 28th. So really, by the time that this episode drops.
The 23rd. Whatever. No. Yeah. It's like 3 days from now.
3 days. So like 21st or so, something like that.
Yeah. That's it. 21st. Cause we started the 27th.
So when the next episode drops, which will be on a Friday, I believe.
Correct.
So on the next episode will be the official start of the contest, and I'll get all these rules and all the standards written up, and it'll be posted on our Instagram account as a post and as a saved story so that you can always have that to refer back to. And yeah,
he's so smart.
It should be really cool.
Yeah, I've been trying to think of what I can do without having a shop, and there's so many things you can do with just one tool. So I mean, the possibilities are wide open.
Well, you know what I did, how much I did with what I had to start with. So
yep, that is true. And, I mean, you've made some really cool projects. Speaking of cool projects, no, they're not really projects. I tried to segue into it, but it didn't work. Yeah. I tried. I really.
They're cool.
I tried, man. I tried.
No.
You're right. It really was, but we did get I did find some reviews. Speaking of that, top 35, blah 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 of 2001. So this came from Chartable, which I don't even know how I found this, but let's see. So the 5 stars, very welcoming, fun, good people. Love how they have makers on every level. Makes it much more real. Treats makers, they have on as a family, and welcomes the whole family. Enjoy listening to Steve and Jacob. Love the sidebars, and the banter is great. And that was from Brandy at First Do Woodworks. Oh, and she has, and no, Dave didn't make me listen.
I remember that one.
Yep. So then we actually got another one. This is from KHUZ360 from Great Britain.
Yeah, Kuz, that's actually Karam. He's over in the Discord. And
oh, okay.
He's a really great guy.
Cool. So I know he's on my Facebook page. Instagram. But anyway, so it says, great podcast with equally great guests. I'm unfortunately late to the party, so I have to do some catching up, which I most definitely will do. Keep up the great work, guys. Now it's like, so I thought, that's kind of cool. And both of those came from Apple Podcasts. So I'm going to keep this page bookmarked. And then I don't think there was any reviews on our top 35 list, was there?
I don't recall there being any, but...
Nope, I don't think so.
Think so either.
But no, we made number 11 on some top something podcast list. So I hope we're doing something right.
I'd like to think that we are.
I think so. Let's see. So did I get through all of Jacob's? Yeah. Got through everything. So we thank the sponsors. We talked about our upcoming event. And so it is, I think it's time, Jacob. It's been one whole year that we've probably been teasing this, and definitely the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, finally get here. Jacob, how did you meet your girlfriend?
You mean I don't get a choice between that and my celebrity crush?
No. Okay. Nope. You only get this one.
Fair. Okay, so we were both working at a hotel in South Florida at the time. She was a bartender and I was a banquet chef. And I was notoriously tyrannical while I was there, mostly because it was my first management position. And
you couldn't handle the stress.
It was an enormous amount of pressure. It was. And I needed to kind of be forceful because I was a 25-year-old kid. And I mean, no one was really taking me seriously. So I kind of had to. I never demand respect. I always try to earn it, but it, you know, you just have that wall. Like, I'm me. And then I have these guys are like 10, 15, 20 years older than me. They're like, why do we have to listen to this kid? So I really had a lot to prove to a lot of people. So I was, I had a reputation after a while being very tyrannical. I was still really chill. I mean, if you got to know me and like, after a while, I would definitely calm down and I was able to not be that way every day. But there's still a lot of pressure there because we were a very small hotel, but they just kept overbooking the hell out of everything that we were doing. So it was a lot of things going on all the time and they wouldn't give us any more equipment, hardly any more staff or anything like that. So it was a lot.
Is that when you were doing the knife sharpening? Hmm? Weren't you doing knife sharpening? If somebody had a whole box of knives there.
That was several years later.
Okay, never mind. Continue. Yeah. Sorry, I was just.
We were both working at the hotel, and I don't remember exactly what happened, but it was just a really rough day. And I went over to somebody and was like, "Hey, can I have a cigarette?" But like, they're like, "But you don't smoke." They're like, I do today. So I was like, I took a cigarette, went up by the dumpsters, where is our normal. Like break area, and so I went there to just chill good and kind of recollect myself, and Nalise was out there at the dumpster just crying her eyes out, and it was just the saddest thing that I ever saw. And I asked, like,
you made her cry?
I didn't. She was out there crying already, dude.
She knew you were coming?
No, she was out there by herself. Didn't know I was.
Gotcha. No, I just want to make sure you didn't make her cry.
Can I tell the story?
Sure.
Are you listening? You're paying attention? Because I didn't mention that the first time.
Yeah, no.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I don't think you said you were having a cigarette the first time. You went out for a fresh air break.
No, I'm pretty sure that I mentioned cigarette, but like in any case, I know I took a cigarette just because I was.
Yeah, you went out for, sorry. The floor is yours, sir.
Quiet time, Steve. Quiet time.
Yes.
You can ask your questions at the end of the show. So I went out there and she's crying because the man that she was with at the time had cheated on her and it just broke her heart. And there's a lot of other details to that as well, but she was just in a really bad place. And so I asked her what was wrong and she told me what was going on and, everything that was happening. And I was trying to comfort her and just be there for her because, I felt bad for her. And also she was a very beautiful girl and like she had no reason. I looked at her and said, if you're my girl, I'd never make you cry like that.
Smooth move.
Yeah, it was the smoothest line that I had in my life and I've never been that smooth since. So I told her that and it kind of brought a smile back to her face and made me feel good and made her feel better. So I was happy about that. And we started talking again about, other things and, her boyfriends and what her qualifying things are. So she says any boyfriend that she has she always makes wait 180 days before they have sex. So I said that and like, oh, all right. And kind of nodded my head. So I kind of leave it at that. We're both okay. We're good, collected, and go back inside, finish up for the day and go home. Next day I see her and I walk by her behind her and I whisper in her ear, 179 days. And then each day I'm kind of counting down and as I do like these, these different deeds for her and like, help her out and do her favors. She like knocks a few days more, like extra days off. So it kind of became our running thing, us flirting back and forth. And then until we finally you know, actually went on a real proper date, and you know, 7 years later, here we are.
You left that out of the first one.
I thought I'd give you a little extra.
Oh, see, this is what I get. This is what I get for not playing the first one. Extra info.
But yeah, so that's how I met her. She was crying at a dumpster over some dickhead that it was me, that was, you know, that did her wrong. And one, I basically came in there like the white knight that I always wish that I could be, and you know, saved my damsel in distress.
All romantic and shit.
Oh yeah, all romantic and shit. I love her. She's amazing.
And now that wasn't the first time you saw her though, right?
It wasn't the first time that I saw her, but that was the first time that she really got onto my radar, and that I really got into hers, I feel like.
Because there was a you know, little more peeking underneath the capey. There was that one time that she met you, and you were telling me that you guys knew each other before that happened, before the sparks flew.
Oh yeah, she'd been working at the hotel for a while. And I think I know what story that you're talking about. Of, she came in to ask me for something, and I was in the middle of doing a banquet, and there was a lot of things going on. So she came out, she's like, Chef Jacob, I just turned to her and go like, what? And like, she's like, nothing. Okay, bye.
Demon, the demon voice.
And just kind of peaced out. And she told me later that it was like a guest was actually asking for something. And she went back to the guest. She's like, yeah, chef said no. Yeah, so that's how I was back in the day.
Back in the day until he's calmed down now. Although, so I did, since I know a little bit more about it, I got to bring the whole story out completely. So when you were being the knight in shining armor,
mm-hmm, quote unquote,
that was the first time that you kissed her at the dumpster?
No, we didn't kiss until, I want to say, like 2 weeks later.
Okay. I thought you said you spun her around the one day and just planted one on her.
Yeah, I did. But that wasn't at the dumpster. That was
later. Oh, okay.
Like you being all old and confusing details.
No, I had to listen to that thing several times just to make sure that you didn't say the F word.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, actually, no, what it was.
Tell us about that, Jacob.
Oh, sure. I'd love to. So we were working. Of course you would. We'd already gone on a few dates, and I called her I don't recall if I actually called her my girlfriend at that point. I think it was before. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was before. But she was going into the walk-in for something. And I kind of very stealthily, smoothly followed him. Actually, no, what it was is that I actually called her in there, said like, hey, can you help me find something in there? And so like pointed her in there, and I followed her in, and then I just kind of grabbed her and laid one on her, and you know, like pulled her close to me, and then you know, kissed her on those soft lips of hers. And yeah, it was like, you know, my heart was beating out of my chest, hers was pounding out of her chest too, and like sparks were flying and everything like that. So it was a really great kiss, and I gotta say, you know, brush off the shoulder there. But yeah, no, it was like, so pulled her into the walk-in, you know, gave her a really nice long meaningful kiss, and yeah, that was a great day.
I bet.
And then the next day,
luckily
liquor closet.
Well, luckily the first day you were in a chiller.
Ways to kill the mood. I'm trying to have a story. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for
that. Oh man, you're well, okay. You're getting me hot.
I get you hot. All right. So we all need to chill.
We all need to chill. Yep.
But yeah, so that's the story of how I met my girlfriend, and as a bonus, our first kiss. Was it everything you hoped and dreamed it could be?
The kiss or the story?
I mean, it all together. Really.
I wasn't part of the KISS. So, I mean, it sounds amazing, and I'm sure you're, you know, a very competent man in that realm. But I really appreciate never finding out.
You're welcome.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that we're there because, you know, WorkbenchCon is coming up.
We're on the same page.
WorkbenchCon is coming up, and hopefully we'll both be there.
Oh, I definitely plan on it. But on a side note, so MakerCon, I know we said that as like, you know, as a mishap, but like we totally should make that happen. I'm down for MakerCon, right? It's a cool name.
It's an awesome name.
Yeah, you got WorkbenchCon, and then like, so you don't have to wait so long if you miss WorkbenchCon. You got MakerCon. There's a lot of convention centers down here in New Orleans. Oh, big massive ones too. They'd love to have everybody here.
That actually would be kind of cool.
Yeah, we got to figure out how to get how to start a convention. We'll hit up Char. She's done that before.
All right, so I got to get on the internets and find out how do we start a convention. We're going to start a revolution. We're going to start a convention. We're going to too much.
It's revolution up in this bitch.
It's revolution up in this bitch. That's why I love you, man. So,
I love you too, Steve. So what's next on the agenda? We've gone through all the clips, I think, and I've regaled everybody with the coveted story of how I met my girlfriend finally. What's next on the agenda?
Letting you know the audience is still here. Just letting you know the audience is still here with us. Mm-hmm. And mine.
And yours.
They're still here too. Done. Then, you know, when he goes home.
God, I'm not letting you have any new toys.
See, this is what happens. See, you did bring up a very good point that I think in one of our upcoming episodes, we're going to talk about it. Some of the tools, free tools that we can find on the internet. And
yes,
you know, how they kind of work. And that gives me an idea. I might be able to do some kind of like review of this thing. You know what I mean? Not for pay or anything, just to help out the other makers that were, you know, may want to do a stream or something like that, or a behind
not for the pay, no, but for play.
Right. Definitely. Mm. Yeah, they would definitely. I think they would definitely benefit from that. Definitely.
Absolutely. Definitely. I would agree.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what, man. So I'm gonna work on that. And you can work on MakerCon.
Cool. Yeah. No problem.
Was that a dog barking in there?
It sounded like heavy rain to me, but
I could have. I have more.
Please don't. You give me what we have. Thank you. Thank you, though.
You're welcome. I bring in. You know. Stuff.
Yep. Love you mean it. No.
So
what's next?
I don't know. This is as far as I've planned.
As far as you plan. Well, let me ask you a question since it's been a lot of me talking.
Oh no.
Steve.
I talk about myself too much.
You don't talk about yourself. I mean, kinda.
Not that much.
In general, this is a 52nd episode. I was episode zero, now episode 52. Where do you see the future of like the kinds of guests that we want on to be like?
You want mostly alive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to be, you know, zombieist or anything, but those people from the, you know, zombie apocalypse can you know, stay right the hell where they are. I kind of would like to branch out since, you know, the other day we were talking, the maker, you know, makers figuring it out. Everybody we've had on here is a maker, but there are different types of makers. Even if you want to look at somebody who does audio and video, they still make, you know.
Yeah, like film directors or, like I said, editing. Or even like more into the culinary scene, like I was been, or
that's just man, that's just cooking, man. You just throw some shit on a grill and give a guy, and you just take it out to them and go, here's your slop. See you later.
Yeah, you shut your whore mouth.
Hey man, that's what you said. That's what everybody thinks. That's not the I got it backwards.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just like when the DJ, you know, people say about a DJ, oh man, all they do is push play.
Exactly. But yeah, I would like to definitely branch out to other avenues because we've had primarily woodworkers on here. Again, nothing wrong with that. But there's so many more facets to this community that I think we really need to hit on. And I'd like to just see more diversity as well, like you said.
Yeah, it would be, you know, actually, I do have a diverse person that it maybe will be coming on. Just have to nail down the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up. We have a surprise next week. Or is it next week?
Surprise for who?
Not you. You've already had your surprises are run out for the year.
Exactly.
You're done.
I'm done.
Okay, so Friday we come out. Okay, yeah, it is the 27th. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know who we're getting. We have a very special guest planned for you on the 27th. So We're giving the schedule away. We're not supposed to tell people who we have. We haven't told them. We just tell them we can tell them we have a guest.
Yeah, we've told them we have a guest, which is fine.
I think
I don't want you to slip and say who we have.
Me? Slip? I would never do that. Ever. Mm-hmm. No. So
I definitely agree. We got a lot of great things coming up. And as always, I can't think of anybody else that I'd rather be doing it with and going forward and co-hosting this podcast with. And my good buddy Steve.
Well, I really appreciate that. You forgot to take your psycho pills today.
No, I took those. That's why I'm saying this.
Now I'm confused. So basically, this is backwards.
What you just said
is actually a lie. So what you were thinking beforehand was the truth. So you just lied to me.
Did I? How can you be so sure?
I can't. Not at all. Mm-mm.
Be forever confused.
Yep. What were we talking about?
We were talking about ending this episode.
Oh, okay. See how I'm, you know, using my
and leaving and going home.
You see how my forgetfulness is, you know, kind of, I'm using it to my advantage.
Mm-hmm.
See? Makers figuring it out. I think we should.
We both got to do the promo too, actually, since we've opened on here. Actually, we haven't actually gotten into your story. So that might be another. We could maybe do that for the 2-year anniversary.
Oh, there's been a story about you and I, but no, not about me.
No, not you and I. I mean, you. I don't think
anybody wants to hear me about my story because you know how I talk. Well, you know how I talk, and it can take a pretty long while. But
it can take a long time. But, you know, I mean, if anybody's interested in hearing the story of Steve.
How about we just do this? Because there's a lot of the stories. But we can do it. If you've listened to the podcast and probably all of them, everybody knows that I have been divorced three times.
Yes, we know that. I mean, okay. I didn't mean you had to get into it like right
no,
now.
No. This is.
You mean they can piece together episode by episode?
Yeah, they probably could. No, I was trying to think of some way that they could, you know, I may have described it, but anybody.
I mean, you described yourself as round.
That is true. So it can't get any worse.
Three ex-wives.
So let's see, anything else?
And with a brand new grandson.
Environmental scientist, new grandson. Yeah, no. So I think, I'll give you my back history of my girlfriends or my wives real quick. Okay.
Maybe next time.
Oh, nope. I'm not hitting the button. You opened it up and I was going to hit the button.
Open it up.
Now I was going to say, I was thinking about actually saying, you know what? If you can go back in all the podcasts and you can find the reasons for all three of my divorces, I'll give you a prize. That's it. I'll give him a prize. I don't know what that prize will be. I will tell you this.
I don't think you've actually said the reason for all of your divorces. I don't recall them, at least. And I've been here every day.
Mm-hmm. That is true. But I think somewhere in the gist of things, you may be able to figure it out. That should have been the challenge.
That should have been. Yeah, what a challenge, let me tell you.
All right, you have to listen to all. Well, actually, we don't have really all 52 because some of those were doubled. And speaking of that, never mind. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in the after show, which we really don't have. It's more of like, hey, thanks, man. See you later.
Exactly.
We have it before the show because Jacob's got to go take care of business. By business, I mean putting shit away because he just moved. He's still in New Orleans, though. And I'm still near Intercourse.
And Blue Balls.
No, we're in Blue Balls. Man.
You're in.
No, we're in Blue Balls. Remember the crowd? All right, now. See? And then don't forget my fan.
And your fan.
I know. I use this stuff way too much. And you could. All right. Just like a little too much.
Just a touch. All right, so I took it out, good buddy.
Yeah, I think we're good to go. I think we got it. We hit everything. Thanks to all the people that sent their well wishes via text message or via Instagram DMs or even the few makers that
could.
Because I didn't expect to. It would have been really, really awesome to get everybody that has ever been on this show, but I knew that was impossible. But to get as many that we had on, to me, I mean, I'm overwhelmed. So for all those who sent that little video clip, we really appreciate it. And want to thank you. I want to thank you because that was my way of thanking Jacob.
Yes. Yeah. I thank you. I mean, what do you say to all that? I mean, that's just, I'm so thankful for everybody that sent their best wishes to us and to me and Steve for the podcast and everything. It just, it was wonderful. It was great. It definitely bright. I mean, it's the highlight of my day for sure to hear all that and just to know that we have such great friends, fans, listeners out there that care so much of what we do. I mean, we're just two guys. Two heads talking here basically for a year and
not knowing really
not knowing but figuring it out what we're doing day in and day out, and everyone thought well enough to, you know, listen to us and, you know, come along with us on this ride. So I truly appreciate it, and we both truly appreciate everybody just supporting us every day.
Thank you, people, for supporting us. I didn't want to ramble on, but I don't want this day to end. It's kind of cool.
You don't want to ramble on, but you can't help yourself.
And that's all right. Yes, we're done. Yeah, I have ordered the stickers and they should be here in 2 weeks. So drop us an email at makersfiguringitout@gmail.com with your name and your address, and we will get you a sticker as soon as they come in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Or you can DM me on the Makers Figuring It Out Instagram page, and we'll work just as well. We'll get the address and names and address all together, and we'll send you out a sticker.
Yep. It will only be $23 a sticker plus shipping and handling, and the handling, no?
$23?
Well, okay. All right, fine. For all the people who have listened to this podcast from very beginning, $20.99?
Mm-hmm.
No?
No.
No? Free 30?
Let's try.
What was that word you used the other week?
Free 99.
That's it. So you want to give it to all these people for free 99?
Bet your ass I do.
Oh, that's another thing. I do. As soon as we have a total of the number of people who are joining our challenge, I'm getting special stickers made for that. So, nice. Yeah.
And we already have people donating prizes as well, which you know who you are, and thank you very much.
Very,
and
very much.
So, yeah, we've already got prizes being donated, people. So definitely get in on this challenge when we start it.
So I wonder, buddy. Hey.
Nice. So I take us out then?
Take us home, buddy. Music all came right, thanks from everybody. Nowhere.
Yeah, it's weird. It's almost like somebody started playing it on their own and it's not distracting at all. Here at Makers Figuring It Out, it is our mission to educate, motivate, and inspire. And we hope we've done that for you today. So this is Steve and Jacob reminding you to keep learning, keep getting inspired, keep being motivated, and keep
figuring it out.
See you guys next time.